of the state.
Winfield United regional agronomist Kyle Oakey says dry in one part of North Dakota means something different in other parts of the state. In the west, that means extremely variable moisture.
You may not even have fields fit enough to get seed to germinate. Now, over the weekend, we did receive in the southwestern part of the state, up into northeastern Montana, there was a band that dropped, just about an inch or a little over an inch. In those areas, I think we're at least in a position where we'll be able to germinate crops and at least get things started and going now. But there is just as much area that still hasn't received any really measurable precip since June of last year. There are fields that just simply aren't that fit the plant right now. It's that dry.
Oakey says along Highway 281 and Highway 2 in North Dakota, there was a lot of prevent plant last year. Depending on the crop rotation and the stubble in fields, there can be enough moisture in fields this year.
But it seems like generally once you get further east of Highway 281, the conditions are a little better. At least they can find moisture to seed into. I don't think things will be too variable, but even there, for the wheat stands that are coming up out of the ground, the barley that's coming out of the ground, it's patchy still. So there's areas that are coming up good, and there's areas that are just not coming up because it's dry. So it's going to be an interesting, as far as crop management goes in season this year, depending if we do end up getting rainfall, which that's ideally what happens, and if we get into a fungicide season, that might make things really interesting, especially for scab and small grains.
Oakey says weed management will also be tricky in the western part of North Dakota.
Conditions are